did it when everybody did it, when it was cool in 84. And then about 89, I got into it again hard. Like, I decided that was the music for me, and that was from a music perspective firstly, and then as I sort of understood the culture more, I got involved in other things.
Yeah. Are you into all parts of hip hop?
I do everything. Yeah. I MC, I DJ, I B-boy, I paint. Okay. So, anything I can't do is beatbox. So,
okay,
but I'm working on it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, your crew name is Robotech?
That's my crew. My name is Mathematics.
Mathematics. Yeah. What do you think of nights like this when... I've just noticed that I'm from Sydney. I'm originally from Brisbane, so I've only been out to a couple of Sydney hip hop
concerts.
And, like, I went to Delft, there was a Delft party, and they had it was a Christine Ebon, Culture of Kings too. And there were a lot more hip-hop people as well, but tonight it looks a bit more glamorous.
Yeah, it's definitely glamorous, but... But so what?
Yeah.
You know, hip-hop can't stay just for us. I mean, because if it does, the only thing the other people are going to see is your Puff Daddies and your Nellies.
Yeah.
So things like this are dope because, like, the intro when they showed all the legends and the b-boying and the grab and everything, in 2 minutes, they summed up what the culture's about without shoving it down people's throats.
Yeah.
And the thing I don't like is that hip-hop's become cool again, so everyone dresses and talks like hip-hop without giving recognition to, like, even the forefathers here in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But that comes through education.
Yeah. And when people go to a gig, like, how do you think they can be educated about the Australian side of it?
Educate is to entertain, like KRS said, edutainment.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to shove things down people's throats.
Yeah.
I find, like when I DJ, you can't go 100% hardcore all the time. It's like, when I DJ, I try and think of it as back in the 70s block party era, and use it from that perspective where I chuck everything in. I mean, I play Queens, another one, Bites the Dust. Cut two copies of that up. Everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
So doing that, it's hip-hop. It's not necessarily a hip-hop song, but it's hip-hop.
Yeah.
People dig it and they understand it. And top of the line is they enjoy themselves.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a really silly question, but I always ask it all to the breakdancers. There was this big debate about it once, and I always want to know what their opinion is. But
yep.
You know Michael Jackson, how he did the is that breakdancing or is that just like pop dance?
It came from breaking. There was breakers that did it before he did it.
Yeah.
He took it to the world. Everyone thinks he invented it, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And another case scenario was back in 93 or whatever when he came out with Janet Jackson and did Scream.
Yeah.
That song Scream.
Yeah, yeah.
He was popping and locking in that song.
Yeah.
And so the rumor goes, his camera crew breaking battle 6 months prior to that, filming people. Next thing he comes out with the film crew and he's fucking locking. But you know, Michael Jackson's cool, whatever.
Yeah. And I guess it makes people sort of go, oh, that's cool, I might want to try that to get into it.
Yeah, but they... Yeah. I used to be hardcore and had to be like, hip-hop, you don't know, you're not cool or something. Now I just...
Did you go in Battle of the Year?
No, I didn't.
Oh, why not?
Newcastle, Sydney, Perth, Broome. But this year we sort of went, look, it's got to be a tight group. You can't be just dragging people in, you know.
You've got to practice for a long time.
Yeah, we've got to practice together.
Yeah.
It's hard when we live in different parts of the world, you know.
Yeah.
So we decided, look, next time. The guy that's down with us, Johnny Five, he went there a couple of years ago and he said he rode the train. The train trip was like 3 hours to get there. He said he was the only B-boy on the train. Then every stop to Germany, more B-boys got on in food boxes. He said by the end, the whole train, whole six carriages, entire B-boys.
Yeah, that's what it was like. We got like so many people, it was from some South American crew. They couldn't speak English very well, but we had to try and find like how to pay the tickets and how to get around. And I'm like, are you going to battle? All I said to them was Medal of the Year, and they went, yeah.
I think that's exactly right. That's what hip-hop is, universal.
Yeah.
Like, last Friday night, I was DJing in a club night I run in Newcastle, and this guy from Tibet rolls up. Like, he was watching me cut up and stuff, and he come up and gave me a compliment, and we started talking, and end up, he's a DJ from Switzerland. He lives in Tibet, but he also DJs in Switzerland. Now, they're next
that's
to
each other.
Yeah, but they're next to each other. And I said, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. We end up having some records. We go grab them. We end up playing back to back all night. So that's hip hop, you know. Just
get that jam. Yeah.
Right, cool. I'm yet to travel the world though.
Oh, you have to go over and see the UK stuff. There's
heaps
there.
I want to, but it's kind of hard when you're married with two kids.
I'll take it over with you.
Mummy.
Well, I'm just going Medal of the Year and then win and then they'll let you over there.
From Melbourne.
Yeah, I know some of the guys because they were in Rapid Fire.
And
I'm from Brisbane, so I know some of those guys.
And, yeah, I know them.
Yeah,
I like Rely I've got friends with Rowan.
Rowan's
guy, man. He's, in my opinion, the best B-boy in Australia.
Well, he won the thing this year, I think.
Yeah.
He won B-boy.
He's awesome.
Robotech MCs, Robotech B-Boys.
Is that SWIPER?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, cool.
like, you know, I saw Cuba 7 years ago in Sydney.
Yeah.
It was in a club, a little club just off William Street, if I remember.
I can't remember.
And there was about 80 people there.
Oh, really?
And clearly now you can see that there's a hell of a lot more than 80 people.
Yeah, I don't know how many there'd be, but probably like about 800 people.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the crazy thing is just, all it is just, I mean, a lot of people here don't even know who Q-Bert is.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew people here that come today, and I just, and one of my friends said, oh, why are you coming along today? Have you heard Q-Bert? And they go, nah, I don't know who he is, but I know he remixed a Shadow song.
Oh, really? So they know
you,
Richard.
You know, so.
But Q-Bert's, like a lot of DJs you talk to, a lot of the turntablers, they always refer to Q-Bert as one of their influences.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, he was world champion like four times or something, three or four times in a row. So, I mean, by far, like, I DJ him, the rest of the other guys in my crew DJ as well. And, I mean, I've been into hip hop since I was about 8.
Yeah.
So, breaking, graffiti, emceeing, DJing and stuff. So, I mean.
Same as Mathematics?
Yeah, yeah. Well, him and I grew up together pretty much. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just, I mean, people like Q-Bert or Scratch Piggle or, you know, whoever, you know, Rock Radar, it's just,
yeah.
I mean, they've just been a part of the DJing side of the culture for so long.
Yeah.
But I guess it's good because I think a lot of people here have never seen turntablism at its, you know, at its finer points. Like, I went to 8-Track and who was the other fella?
Yeah,
8-Track was Canadian. He was
+1?
Yeah, +1, but he wasn't there.
Okay.
And Clever, DJ Clever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And again, there was like 60 people there, you know, 80 people. That was at some bar in the Cross.
Okay.
And, you know, and they're like, whoa, that was awesome, you know. They're like, world standard. Like, 8-Track won the world championships when he was like 14 or 15.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's good to see these people because I honestly don't think a lot of people know what to expect. I don't think that, you know, just looking around, I don't think that many people have seen turntablism in its true form yet. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a good thing, I guess.
I was going to try asking some people. I noticed you guys were great dancers, so I thought, you'll be right into it, so you'll know all about it, but I thought I might just try.
Yeah, for sure. It'd be really interesting, you know, because, I mean, the same thing, I went and saw Shadow, I had a free ticket to go see Shadow.
Yeah.
And people were losing their fucking mind, you know, like, and I'm just going, my hat goes off to Shadow, he's a talented dude, been around for a long time.
Yeah.
But when it comes to someone like Q-Bert or a turntablist, there's no comparison, they're two totally different sports, you know?
I guess, because his album, like, introducing it was, like, album of the year or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
and
people,
you know, like, the marketing gets behind it, and then so it hypes everyone up, so they know more about it.
But he pretty much beat mixed for, you know, 2 hours, and I was just going, well, that's not very entertaining to me, you know? I was going, people need to get along and see people like Q-Bert and stuff.
Yeah, like a showcase thing.
Yeah, like a full, you know?
See why
turntable and DJing is such a part of hip-hop, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good to have someone like... my main interest coming along was to see DJ Jazzy J.
Yeah, actually, yeah, because he was a producer on quite a few, like, releases.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's...
he's legendary.
Yeah. Well, that's it, you know? You don't very often get... I've had the pleasure, and I've been lucky enough to work with some old schooler guys before.
Yeah.
I met like Run DMC, Gem Master J, Curtis Blow, Jungle Brothers. I met a lot of older guys, you know, that have, you know, are the forefathers of this culture. So, you know, it would be, I mean, that's why I really like to come tonight to see Jazzy J, see what
he's up and say hi to him.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You guys should have been raking on the,
I'm so tired today. I just taught a class. I taught 2 classes tonight before I came here, so.
Where do you take lessons?
Sorry?
Is it a school?
Yeah, I teach at, I taught at North Shore tonight at St. Leonard's.
Is that like when you use props or the
place? No, it's a dance school. That's at like a dance school, so it's, you know, fully professional, you know? That's how it should be, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Not dancing on the street, but, you know? sense anymore, you know. Quite to the Australian qualifiers of Battle of the Year. No, we didn't go. We just didn't get it together. I mean, we competed in X Games, the first X Games, second X Games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more of a point of, like, you know, finding other people to work with, not that I'm, you know, that's not it. Like, I'm a bit fussy to who I break with, you know. It's basically I don't break with anyone else but Matt, so, you know. I'll try to give my answer in a nutshell. In the foremost, any competition is good competition. X Games brings the country together as far as b-boying. It brings people from all over the country together to meet each other, find out what other dancers are doing over the country. It gives other breakers something to work for, and it makes people, you know, build up, you know, train, get together and stuff. And I mean, it's commercial, but I mean, breakdance has been commercial since the 80s, so,
yeah.
I mean, what can you do? I make a living out of it, so, I mean, the thing is, as long as you do it for the right reasons, you know, as long as you're getting paid to do what you love, then I can't see a problem with that, you know what I mean?
That's a perfect job.
Yeah, it's not selling out. But on the other hand, the only thing I don't like about X Games, it promotes it as a sport, and breaking isn't a sport, it's a dance, you know?
They were saying it couldn't be in the gymnastics, like in the Olympics. They were saying after the Olympics, everyone was saying, you know, oh wow, breakdancing is like, you know, very similar to that.
Yeah.
And I even noticed that as well, because I went to the Battle of the Year in Hanover a couple of years ago.
Oh, right, yeah. The major difference between gymnastics and breaking is that gymnastics is pointed, is graded on moves to be an exact way a move should be, where breaking is given points on totally opposite. Try to be as different, as unique, and as, you know, ingenuitive as you possibly can. So,
yeah.
I mean,
it's hard. Sometimes you're facing the ground, sometimes you're facing the sky.
I didn't hear that.
Ultimately what should happen, I think the problem with breaking too, I don't think the competition's run very well. It's run pretty well. I mean, I'm not running it, so
yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to complain. But I think that, the thing is with breakdancing is that, well, any element of the culture, there's a fair bit of attitude involved, a fair bit of arrogance. I mean, it just comes with the territory.
Yeah.
It's a competition. It's all elements are born from the battle, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, and the organisers of X Games and the sponsors, which is fair enough, have very little tolerance for, you know, just shitty kids who, you know, thinking they run the show, you know? So I really think the only way a real competition is going to work is like other countries do, run by b-boys or hip-hop people for b-boys and hip-hop people, you know? So they know how to deal with it. They don't have to, compare it. Oh, well, the BMX dudes aren't complaining. They got ramps, they got fucking whatever, they got bikes to worry about. I think it should be, you know, someone should get out there, or maybe, I mean, I've got plans to put some comps together and stuff, but... But yeah, that's how it needs to be, you know. That's you're always going to have dramas with that massive thing. And that way, like Battle of the Year, you know. Like, people come to see just breaking. They expect breaking. you know, that gets the competition up high levels. Funny thing is about breaking, I was in a crew called Ground Assault, which was basically up until about three years ago, the only b-boy crew in Sydney. Like, that was it, you know? I started doing shows in like probably late 95, and there was no other breakers, you know? Like, none. Like, no other breakers. A couple of guys, you know, have a bit of a go, but there was none. Within like 4 years, it's just exploded. X Games, there was 13 crews that I'd never seen before, you know? And there was 13 crews that weren't there last year, you know, that I also had never seen before.
Yeah, and how'd they go?
Yeah, good, man, good, really good.
Yeah, I've seen lots of little kids. I used to go to some of the lessons in Brisbane.
All right.
I taught once, but I wasn't very good, so I just got a lot of
Were that Gravity Warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good friends with Nick and Busk and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they're really cool. They do have to go. They had lots of little kids doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
They've gone about it the right way.
Yeah.
Same with me. You know, you've got to do it at a professional level. If you treat it professional, then people give you professional respect, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
People trust you with their kids. People trust you with their studio and their equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, but you've got to know, how they rate her and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Check it out. Bondi 88 FM. Monday nights. Robotechniques from 10 to 12. Peace.
Cool.
I host on my own radio show at Bondi FM.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you run on
Yeah, right. Yeah, now he's buying internet as well. You can log on. The radio signal itself is reasonably, like, small, but it's got like a webcam and stuff, and like people overseas, you know, log on and listen to the beats and stuff, so.
I think some of the guys, they did a show on Pulse for a couple of weeks, but now they're on Bondi, and that's cool.
All right, thanks very much.
Can I take your photo? Just wondering what you're thinking of tonight.
What we're thinking of it?
Yeah, do you like it?
Alright, but the venue's sort of shitty, so.
Why's that?
You can't see anything. So.
I guess that's a lot of food,
The TVs are handy, but.
Yeah,
it'd be nice really to be able to see what's going on, but.
Yeah.
You expect that. I've been here before, so I knew that already.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, it's cool. Yeah. Just waiting for Q-Bird, so. Yeah.
Is that the reason you came tonight?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a couple of his albums and stuff, and he's sort of good, so come and see what he does with his hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll have their videos like that.
Yeah, right. I assume when he's on, they won't have the videos and stuff going, they'll just have him, so that'll be alright then.
Yeah.
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 computer.
Okay.
Other two friends are at the scratch.
Yeah. And what do you think of it so far?
It's alright, man. Yeah. Wait for Hugo.
Oh, these guys are pretty he's pretty legendary, like producer on a lot of records, like a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I did believe MC, like him, and said, oh, it's alright.
Yeah.
We don't
see Hugo.
Yep.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Almost. Yeah. It's just Kuya.
Kuya.
Kuya. Yeah.
You gotta wrap your tongue around it. And how are you enjoying tonight so far?
Yeah, it's great so far. Yeah, it's just like, you know, a rare treat to see someone like Jazzy J.
Yeah.
You know, sort of ruin up like how he used to, like when it was just starting. And
yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty good. I'm just, you know, just saw J-Rock walk on, so yeah, it's gonna be pretty wild.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know people who came to see them rather than Hubert.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
just
you know.
The producer side of things. Like,
yeah, totally,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah. That's cool. And have you seen these guys before live? Or?
I've only seen Hubert live a couple of times when I've been overseas competing, and every time it's blown me away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's why, like, yeah, I'm here more to check out J-Rock than anything else.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
What are you up to at the moment?
Actually, a lot of things.
You work for one of the...
Actually, that's all sort of changed. I was working for Jans. I've actually moving back to Melbourne in January.
Oh, okay.
Because I've been up here for 2.5 years working for them. But I mean, with it, I'm actually just going to be working on DJing and on a production side of things, and move back to Melbourne, concentrate on that.
Yeah.
And I'll still be doing demo work on, you know, on behalf of Jans, for like Stanton and I'm sure DJ equipment.
Okay.
So yeah.
Keeping busy.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. And are these your friends here?
Yes, these are my friends.
Them as well?
Well, of course.
Now, do you guys have questions as well? Sorry? Say Kitty Club. No, are you there?
three internationals. We don't get too many internationals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you into hip-hop?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I guess that's how I would come up with my dream.